whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he or she has done in the body, whether good or evil. Verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. May we see in the things of the Lord. Father, speak to the hearts and the minds of your people this morning. Give them a rhema word that will empower and enable them, God, to trust you with all their hearts, to experience your peace, your power, and your presence in their dilemma. We thank you for being a very present help for us in time of need and trouble. We thank you for the sufficiency of your grace for us, even in our weaknesses. We give you glory for your goodness toward us. We pray that you will sanctify the words that will be spoken this morning, that will encourage, enlighten, and empower your people to walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Facing life hurts through the lens of faith. So what does it mean to walk by faith or live by faith and not by sight? Does it mean you don't save for retirement because doing so might suggest you don't trust God with your future? Does it mean you swim with the sharks because you have faith God will protect you? Does it mean you shouldn't undergo cancer treatment as proof that you trust God as healer? Living by faith can appear irrational. After all, there's no faith thermometer to indicate how hot or cold your faith walk is. There is no fuel tank to measure how full or empty your faith levels are. And before you think that faith is only a religious concept that some people have as a life supplement to help get through the tough times of life, remember this: everyone operates to some degree of faith. Driving down the interstate, you are living by faith that others will obey the traffic laws. When you fill up your car at the gas station, you are living by faith that the amount of gas pumping into your car, which you cannot see, matches the exact number of gallons you are being charged, which you can see. When you order food from a restaurant, you are acting on faith. And when you sit in a chair, you are acting on faith. See, every day we make hundreds of faith decisions. Everyone lives by faith, but everyone does not have the same object of faith. That makes it purely natural or spiritual. The real question this morning is, where do you put your faith? Where do you place your confidence? Where do you rest your trust in? What or who is the object of your faith? Jesus says in Mark 11:24, have faith in God. Put your confidence and your trust, your reliance and dependency on God and his purposes and his promise. Jesus made God the object of true, living, saving faith. The scientist puts faith in the interpretation of scientific data. The agnostic, the one who doesn't know that he knows that God exists, puts faith in a system of unbelief, mainly the unknown. The empiricist bases states, faith is not an event, it's a lifestyle. It's how you live. You demonstrate real faith not by what you say, but by what you do. God and His promises should be the object of faith and obedience to them. Now, in the Faith Hall of Fame, Hebrews chapter 11, it teaches us this word, faith, pistis, is more than belief. Pistis is the word faith in Hebrews 11. It's more than belief. Faith is a present affirmation of God's existence. Confidence in God's ability to enact change in the world. And certainty that His promises will be fulfilled. So there's nothing man or Satan